And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. It's now time to head to the phones because we're talking to Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. And Becky, good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, good morning to you. And I'm super excited because I have had my second vaccine this morning.
Yay! There we go. All right. So you're all good to go.
Yeah, I'm feeling like some doors might start opening up for me so I can kind of get out a little bit and feel a little bit more comfortable about myself and others. So
absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely good to hear that. I'm getting mine at some point. So
yes.
So at some point.
I understand. I went through some frustration before it all started thinking, I'm ready. But, you know, you just be patient, wait your turn, and it all works out.
Absolutely. So, I just got to make the call and I'll get that underway, and I definitely will be excited about it.
Sure,
so
you bet.
All right, well, Becky, I wasn't here last week. I talked to Matt last week.
Yeah.
And let us know what's going on out there at the shelter. Obviously you guys still accepting donations. You got any other things going on?
Well, we are accepting donations, but I'm going to give a big thank you because we've had two wonderful donations happen to us this week. One was a lovely lady came in. Excuse me. Lovely lady came in, brought us all kinds of dog food, cat food, kitty litter, and it was a very generous donation. And she wouldn't leave her name or anything. She said, nope, this is out of the goodness of my heart. This is what I want to do. And it was wonderful because we were like down to our last, you know, bag of food.
Right.
As I said, it's a constant thing. It couldn't have been, oh, it's just wonderful. And there again, see, she wanted no recognition. And then I was at the post office yesterday picking up our mail, and there was a lovely check in the mail with a little note attached saying, please put this towards any dog food or any dog needs that you may have. And I know cats are included in that, too, but, you know, she wrote. But anyway, another very generous donation came in, and I just want to say thank you. I mean, we just could not continue to do the level of care that we are able to do without the help of the community. So I feel kind of funny even talking about donations today because I know people hear us. Mm-hmm. And I know they want to give, and they give when they can. So thank you to everyone.
Absolutely. I mean, it just shows the community. They step up when asked, and they do a fantastic job, and that's why it's so great being here, because anytime the community's to ask for something, they step up the best they can. That's for certain.
In all areas. You're right. Exactly right. So anyway, that's all I'm going to say about donations today. Just a big thank you. And I also want to mention that our hours have now changed. We are 1 to 4 now, and that's every afternoon except for Monday. We still stay closed to the public on Monday because we try to get extra things done, but from now on, Tuesdays through Sundays, we will be there from 1 to 4. Weather's getting better, days are getting longer, we're filling up the shelter because it's puppy kitten time. And
oh yeah,
so,
I can imagine.
Yeah.
It's that time of year.
It's that time of year, so we've got a lot of new ones coming in, new young ones coming in, and so. But we've also had some connections with some rescue groups. Brad's been reaching out to some rescues because we are so full of particularly big dogs that we are having this weekend. He's going to be making some connections with some rescues, so we do have some of our guys leaving us that have been with us for, you know, a longer length of time. And then we also had a new litter of puppies that came in, and a group picked them up on the meeting. Said we'd be more than happy to take them for you and start the procedure of the shots and all that kind of thing. But we also have other puppies, so it's not like we're short. But,
right.
Anyway, so that's what I'll be talking about. But I'm going to start with the cats. And I wanted to tell you that it's good news for all, but maybe not for you so much, but Ralph got adopted.
Yay! All right, for Ralph, though. I'm so happy for him.
Ralph and that tail, that attitude got him adopted because a couple came out, and he's gone. So anyway.
No, I'm happy for Ralph, though. Yeah. I finally got to a forever home, so hooray for Ralph. No, I'm happy for him, so.
Oh, I know you are. And I'm really curious if they, you know, kept his name Ralph or say they changed it, but I, you know, sometimes you can't. I always was kind of the type that I kind of had to wait and see what the personality of the pet was like, mm-hmm. and then the name came.
Yeah,
when kind of pop out. Sometimes.
Yeah, when we got our girl Maggie from that was her name at the shelter, and we were just like, she answered that, and we were just like, you know what, we'll just leave it. It's a cute name, so we'll just leave it at Maggie, and that's what we left her at.
Right. So anyway, I'll just go ahead and start talking about the cat, since I start off with Ralph. Now, his sisters are still there. We still have Jewel and Glitz, and where's my other one? You know what? She's got adopted, too. The litter is down to two. We are down to Glitz and Jewel, so two of those kittens have been adopted. Diamond, that's who it was. Diamond got adopted.
Yay!
So, out of the litter, we still have Glitz and Jewel, and they are tartar striped. They're both females. Glitz is more just a tiger stripe complete, where Jewel's got a little white going on and throughout her stripes, and they're both 3 to 4 months old. Nice kittens, been with us for a while, so they're up on their shots, and they are used to being in a litter box, so they're litter trained. We have a new one I'm going to speak about. This is Wobbles. Wobbles is white, gray, and yellow markings. Technically, I guess she's a calico, the way most people think of her, but her coloration is such that he just kind of said, well, she's white, gray, and yellow, and she's about 5 months old. The interesting thing about Wobbles and why the name, she has some balance issues. Sometimes she's kind of wobbly when she walks. We've had her checked out, and the veterinarian said absolutely sees no issues. She's just a little different in her walk. So maybe it's a unique thing she's trying to pull off so she can get adopted. We just never know about these things. But Wobbles is new to us, and certainly hope we can find Wobbles at home. Midnight, our neutered male, he's a short-haired, black in color, very sweet. One of those kittens or cats that would come home would be more of a lap cat, not real active. And we also have Span. Spick was adopted, so Span is still with us. And she's gray and a black tabby, around 4 months old. She loves her toys. She would love to play. There was a thing on the radio earlier this morning. I don't know who was doing it. Was talking about cats and how their behavior. I think what it was. It was from the K-State Extension Office.
Yes, it was the domestic cat. Talking about, I guess, behavior or something like that.
Right. Yeah, that they get kind of naughty when they get outside because they, they're attacking our songbirds and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The gist of the story was, if the more active you are with your cat and the more play, sometimes they're not as prone to go out and be such hunters, and maybe not as. Also, I was also thinking not as destructive with furniture, because sometimes they got to have that clawing.
Oh, yeah.
That's not too good on your...
And you're just like, hey, stop it.
Yeah. But anyway, that was kind of interesting.
I remember playing with my cat all the time. I'd have the string, and when she got a little bit older, I had the thing that... They love that... the red dot. That drives them insane, because I love they'll jump on it and then they'll look and it's not there and they start looking around like, what?
Yeah.
On earth? And then it'll appear in front of them again.
It is, and it's really good for them.
It is to
pounce and run and play, and that's one thing that we wish that we had more room at the shelter, just that we could give them out and get them some exercise, because they don't get a whole lot of exercise.
Yeah, because if they get outside, they're usually gone.
Yeah. Or traumatized. We don't want that either. So,
exactly.
So it's kind of an inside world for cats and kittens at the shelter. So anyway, that's the group for today. And then the small dogs and puppies, we've got Chuck, who I think is just cute as he can be. He's a terrier mix. He's black and white in color and brown. He's got that wiry hair face. And just cute little button nose, and he's just a sweetheart. He's about 2.5 years old, so he's past the puppy stage, but he's the nice size little dog for someone who would want a smaller dog in the house, and he, walks on the leash, but he's very cute. So come out and check out Chuck. We also still have Bo, Luke, and Daisy Lou, our Dukes. They're still with us. They're about 4 months old. They're lab mixes. Both boys are black in color. Daisy is black, but she's got brown on her paws. Those puppies have doubled in size since they've been there. And they're beautiful. They really do look like they've got lots and lots of lab in them. You look at their heads and you see that nice, the head of the lab, and like there's a little something else going on because there's a little bit of brown in Daisy's feet, but super dogs and just nice sized puppies that they are growing and they are healthy. Cause just like I said, fun the shape. And then we have Sherbet and Sorbet. Gosh, that's hard to say. Sorbet. Sorbet and Sherbet. There we go. And they are our heater mixes. And they're beautiful. I just can't believe they're with us. One male, one female. They're white with the red markings and spots. They're the typical healers. They're intelligent. They're alert. They're nice looking. I just hope maybe with the extended hours and the weather, maybe people will get out and we'll get those two adopted. I think they're really good looking puppies. And then the last one to speak about today is Munch, and it's a black lab mix. He's a male, probably 4 months old now. He's the one that loves to jump straight up in the air, loves to play, very active, and he's also very cute. So those are the small and puppies. And for our large dogs, we still have Trumbo, but Trumbo is being looked at by one of the rescues, and so he may be going to a rescue this weekend. And we couldn't be more thrilled because he's been with us for quite some time, so it's time for him to find that forever home. So, but if anyone's interested, he is still there. He is the one on Facebook that loves his peanut butter. He's a mixed breed. He's about 35 pounds, probably about 11 months old now. He's black, white, tan with white markings. We have Boog. Boog is our lab and husky mix, white with a brown nose, curly tail, the small ears that stick straight up, and he's very unique and full of energy, about 3 years old. The thing about him is that he's just one of those that when he looks at you, he gets excited and his eyes kind of protrude out. So it kind of looks like he's saying boo to you and cute, and he's a good dog. Lindy and Bindi are sweet girls. They are Lindy is about 60 to 65 pounds, 5 years old. Bindi is 4, and she's about 40 to 45. They're very close. They keep them in the same kennel together. No food aggression when you put the bowls down to eat. They each stay in their own bowl. They're good dogs. They're pretty. They're one's taller than the other. The problem is they need to be in a fenced-in yard because they take off and run. So they need that kind of a thing. We have Richie. Richie's a year-and-a-half-old hound bird dog mix, white with the black markings and ticks. He's a big baby. I think Richie is gorgeous. I've spoke about him several times, and the right person just had to come along because he's gorgeous, and he's not going to get any bigger. He's kind of laid back, so he's not overly hyper. He'd be good to walk with. So that's Richie. Tyrone is our unique little man, and again, I think a rescue group is looking to take him, but I'm going to go ahead and describe him because he's so unique in his look. His body is kind of the length of a dachshund, maybe basset hound, but probably dachshund. His head is the head of a black lab. He has very short feet, legs, and he's just so unique. When you look at him, you're like, what in the world? So he would be a real conversation piece if you wanted to take him for a walk and, you know, you'd like to have a social distance conversation with someone. He would be wonderful. He's 3 to 4 years old. He's super sweet, walks great on the leash. But he is black with some white on his feet and chest. And like I said, we have a rescue that may be interested, but doesn't matter. We if we can get him adopted here, we will certainly do that. Blue is our blue healer mix, a year and a half old. He is a male. He's blue and black with one bright blue eye. We also have Babe, a year-old female mixed breed brindle, super playful and ready to learn new tricks. Those brindle dogs are such a pretty combination. Diego is gorgeous, a year and a half old, sitter lab, white with some faint tan markings on his face and ears. He has kind of long hair. He's beautiful. He is definitely an eye catcher, and he keeps his kennel clean, and that's so important. And the very last one I'm going to speak about is Swatch, and we think maybe there's some Dalmatian going on in there because he's got the cute little ears that have the black and white spots all over his ears and his undercoat, and he's probably about a year and a half old. So that's the group that we have, and we have some new ones coming in all the time. I was out yesterday, and Paul came in and had found a dog. And of course, we hold them for several days before we ever introduce them to be adopted, just in case, you know, they've gotten away from someone. So if you are missing your pet, don't ever hesitate to call. Better yet, come out and say, I'm missing my pet, because sometimes the descriptions are not the same. So So if you come out and look around, you know, maybe we have your pet. But always also give us the information. So if someone does bring in your pet, we can make that connection much quicker. So it's always ever changing out there, and we love them all, but we'd sure like to see them all in their own forever homes. We are there now from 1 to 4 every afternoon, but Monday. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060. Facebook page, look us up. Brad has got some great pictures. He's just put on some brand new pictures of all the girls and gals that I've been speaking of. And we are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant.
All right, so
we got it all.
Yeah, there you go. Be sure to get on out there again. Open 1 to 4 every day, with the exception of Monday, and also, like you said, there's no pressure to adopt. You can just go out there and spend some time with the animals if you want. Correct?
Exactly. Just come out and walk through, and it's good for the dogs and the cats, and it's good for them to have that interaction with people, even if it is through a fence type area. It's still good for them to be around. And sometimes we've had people come out and just say, "Is it all right if I take this one and go for a walk?" Absolutely. "Is it all right if I play with this kitten?" And you know, we are still doing the social distancing. We still ask that you wear a mask, but that certainly doesn't mean you aren't welcome to come out and look around and see what we have.
All right. So again, be sure to get on out there you never know. It's one of those things where you may just fall in love with one all immediately, and a lot of times they pick you. So
they sure do. I believe that.
All right. Well, Becky, thank you so much for coming on today. We really do appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. All right. Everybody stay safe and come on, sunshine.
Absolutely. It'll be nice tomorrow. All right. Thank you. Thanks a lot, Becky.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. We need to go ahead and take a break. Of course, that was Becky Barnhart with the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We love having them in every week and hearing about the great animals out there. So be sure to head on again out to the shelter between 1 and 4 p.m. every day, with the exception of Monday. That's their cleaning day. And you can head on out there and check out the fantastic animals out there at the shelter. We need to go ahead and take a quick break, though. When we come back, we'll get back to taking your calls here today. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning.